This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox. There are countless resources for those of us who want to be better money managers, you know, like this show. But comedian Tim Bedore says The Pawn Shop is also a good place to go to learn some important lessons about personal finance.
My 14-year-old daughter announced the other day that she plans to be smart about money like her mom and dad. I didn't tell her that my wife and I aren't so much smart about money as we are cheap. But I did say, if you want to be smart about money, go to a pawn shop, see what they've got the most of, and never buy it. Almost by definition, everything you see in a pawn shop represents a mistake of some kind. I thought of this because while waiting to get my tires rotated last week, I wandered into a pawn shop, and from what I saw, if you buy a bass guitar, you're going to have financial trouble. This pawn shop had 32 guitars, 22 were basses. I'm no psychologist, but my guess is because women go for rock stars, at least 22 guys figured, I'm not musical, I can't play guitar, but maybe I can play bass. There's two fewer strings, how hard can it be? There was also every iteration of every device Apple's ever made. Macs, iPods, iPhones, iPads, literally 100 Apple products. It would appear Apple users are only happy when they have the latest version of everything from the Apple Store. But that also means they're going to have lots of old versions to sell too. And then there were all those DVDs, aisles and aisles. When you bought that Adam Sandler movie, did you really think you were going to watch it over and over again? How many times do you need to see Spanglish? So I came home for my free tire rotation, which took about 90 minutes because free means waiting, another economics lesson, and told my daughter about what I saw at the pawn shop. I told her if she wants to be smart about money, steer clear of DVDs, bass guitars, and certainly don't covet everything Apple puts out. I told her that while holding up my 7-year-old iPod Classic that still works just fine. And she shot back, Dad, how much do they want for one of those bass guitars? I have lunch with a really cool guy at school who thinks he should be in a rock band. I don't know if my 14-year-old daughter is going to be smart about money, but she is already smart enough to know how to send her dad into a panic.
Tim Bedore is a father and stand-up comedian based in Minneapolis.